cold? Lowell, it's 15 degrees out. Why are you dressed that way?
I'm in training for the annual polar bear competition. Every February 11th, the polar bears jump into the icy North Atlantic waters so you can stay in the longest.
Why would anyone in their right mind do that? And I think I just answered my own question.
Hey, till you've stopped your heart for 3 seconds, you'll never know what it's like to be a real man. Who's with me?
Well, I'm not so insecure that I would ever do something so desperate to prove that I'm a man.
I'll do it. You know, just so Lowell doesn't have to go alone.
Yes. Good luck, men.
Hey, come on, Brian. Where are your cojones?
I guarantee that jumping into ice water is no way to find them.
So are you with me?
Yeah.
Then let's do it.
Yeah.
I will do it in the memory of the late Larry McConnell.
Who's that?
Last year's champ. Polar bears are big and strong. Drowning's all that can go wrong. Come on, Antonio, sing it with me. I can't hear you!
Lowell, do we really need all this training? Why can't we just show up at the ocean and jump in?
What, and have a heart attack like Artie Krasnick?
Who's he?
The guy who trained me. May he rest in peace.
Tell you one thing, wherever he's resting, I bet he's a lot warmer than I am.
Listen, you want to be a real man, you got to keep your eye on the prize.
By the way, what is the prize?
Last year was a lovely bud vase. All right, listen, let's move on to the next level of training. Let's get our jocks out of Helen's freezer. Hey, come back here, Missy.
Hey, everybody. We have a little announcement to make.
Yes, after a lot of consideration, we have finally arrived at a date for our wedding, May the 27th.
Wait, the 27th, that's a bad week for a bachelor party. It's the Garment Center convention. Where am I going to find a stripper?
Helen, you know, June would be just plain wrong.
But, you know, if you need any help with the wedding, I've been married 3 times and I've done them all. Your large formal wedding, your small intimate wedding, your wake up in Reno next to a guy who claims he's your husband wedding. But I was George III and I learned to love him.
You got 3 months to plan your wedding? My God, that's hardly any time at all. I mean, you're going to need a band, and caterer, and flowers, sex therapy. Have I said too much?
I've just got 2 words for you. Deviled eggs.
What about them?
Deviled eggs.
I appreciate everybody's help, but it's not like I haven't thought about my own wedding.
Yeah, we just want to keep things nice and simple.
Let's book the ballroom at the Four Seasons Hotel in Boston. It won't be a big wedding, just 200 or 300 people.
We really don't want to spend a lot of money.
And I'll walk down the aisle in a designer dress while a 20-piece orchestra plays the wedding march.
While we're at it, why don't we just call Barbara Streisand?
And let her sing at the wedding?
No, to chip in. Helen, all that stuff's gonna cost a fortune. A ballroom, orchestra.
All right. It was just a suggestion. The death of a little girl's dream. So you have a better idea?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, over the last few months, I have jotted down just a few ideas.
No, the binder. Oh, the binder's back. I haven't seen that thing since we painted the house. 32 sections to arrive at brown.
Hey. It was taupe. Why did I go through all that effort if you still don't know the difference?
He's your headache now.
He's got a whole section on here on boutonnieres broken down by seasonal availability.
Why are all the good men taken?
Yeah. Helen, if you just turn to page 57, I think you'll see where we should have our wedding.
The Wailing Wall?
No. You're in the honeymoon section. Wait a second. Believe me, I found the perfect place.
Really? Where?
My house.
No, really, where? Oh, my God, you're serious. What, all these graphs and pie charts and you come up with your house? What kind of stupid idea? Oh, okay. Well, all right, honey, let's just not talk about locations. Let's move on to something a little more fun. How about music?
I'll get music. Well, I know just who we should book.
Who?
A DJ. What is wrong with that?
Well, that's my dream come true. Walk down the aisle with some guy scratching, "Here comes a bride."
Look, Helen, if you're gonna dump on every idea I have, then why are we even
look, okay, baby, why don't we just leave that for now? We'll move on to something we know we can both agree on. Food.
Oh, food. I know what I want. Osso buco.
Oh, great. I love fish.
No, it's veal shank.
Shank? Forget it. I have not eaten anything with the word shank in it.
What's your brilliant idea?
Okay, let's see here. Entrees, hot, entrees, cold here.
Now, honey, I love a big sandwich as much as the next gal, but I am not having one at my wedding.
Oh, I see. So shank is okay, but a big sandwich isn't?
Are you actually saying that your idea of a perfect wedding would be in your basement listening to 45s eating a big sandwich?
Exactly.
That's not a wedding. That's a makeout party.
All right. Okay, fine, Helen. We'll have it your way. And while we're at it, why don't we see if we can rent out the Taj Mahal?
What's going on?
Yeah, there's talk going around about there not being a big sandwich.
Brian, listen to me. If you were at a wedding and they served veal shank, would you eat it?
Shank? Oh. Sounds like something you'd put ointment on.
Look, Casey, what would you think about having the wedding at my house?
No, really.
See?
Oh, okay, all right. Excuse me for not wanting to go bankrupt for one lousy night.
One lousy night? You call the most important night of our lives one lousy night?
Look, calm down. We both know what we have to do. You need to compromise.
I already have.
Okay, here's our last offer. We'll give in on the ice sculpture and the strolling violinist, but you have to give us the mini hot dogs.
Okay, that is unacceptable. However, we will give in on the keg, the balloon arch, and your wall-eyed cousin Courtney as the flower girl.
Hey, she has an astigmatism.
Oh, yeah, right. She'll be throwing flowers at the organist.
Relax. Shush. Come on. Now, I would really love to sign off on the mini hot dogs.
No mini hot dogs.
Oh, look, I want the mini hot dogs. She's not the only one with a dream.
Look, I'm sorry, but the wieners are a deal breaker.
Hey, I want I want those.
Just settle down, okay? That's why I'm here. Come on! We're getting in on the harpist and the pate! Get off my back!
You know, I don't like your attitude.
Oh, really? Bye-bye, fruit cup.
Oh, you know what? You can kiss your cheese log goodbye.
Ooh! So long, Mr. Cappuccino Cart.
Hey, you are out of line, and might I add, stupid.
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, that's still Victor Mature.
I know you are, but what am I?
Please stop
mimicking me.
Well, that was productive.
Excuse me, I hope you don't mind my saying so, but I think I have the perfect solution to your problem.
Faye, we are not getting liquored up and going to Reno.
Oh, who are you to judge me, binder boy? What I was going to say is, I think you should consider having the wedding at a place like the Sconset Inn. They handle all the details, the food, the band, the champagne, and so you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, my friend Margaret had a lovely wedding there, and believe me, she too knew how to squeeze the life out of a nickel.
What do you think?
What do you think?
I don't know. Sconset Inn.
Well, guess it couldn't hurt to go down and talk to the banquet manager.
Oh, yeah, like he's going to tell you the truth. What's he going to say? The food stinks? Do I tell my customers, oh, whatever you do, don't eat the crab salad?
I had that for lunch.
Honey. Oh, no, you're okay. Anyway, what we need to do is go to an actual wedding and then see for ourselves.
Yes, but Helen, we haven't been invited to an actual wedding. What do you want to do, crash one?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not crashing a wedding.
Oh, what's the big deal? We'll go there, we'll put on some nice clothes, mingle around.
I don't know.
It's a free meal.
Well, we could consider it research. Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Well, at least we agree on something. You're cheap.
Last time, stay out of my freezer!
beautiful.
Yeah, and expensive. You know, I'm having second thoughts about the crab cakes. I'm a guest. She's a guest, too. We're both guests.
Ooh, Joe. Mmm. Wow, so delicious. That's real crab, too.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Now, you said you have an open mind, Joe.
Hey, Helen, every crab cake comes out of our honeymoon budget.
Big deal. Two less days camping in the Poconos. Okay, look. We're wasting time. We'll cover more hors d'oeuvres if we split up. I'll do hot, you do cold. Go. You! I know you!
Okay.
You're Sophie's boy.
Okay.
So tell me, how'd she take to that new kidney?
Okay.
Well, you'll be sure to give her my love.
Okay. Oh, big shrimp, come to papa.
I couldn't get near the Swedish meatballs because this guy was hogging them all.
I hate when people make a pig out of themselves.
Look what I got. See? A caricature. I'm surfing. I think we should get one for our wedding.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Would you stop saying that? I don't care what you say. I like this place.
Yeah,
it's not your house, but I think we should book it.
You know, there's certain something missing.
What, Brian's Nerf hoop?
Oh, let's just slow down now. This is a big decision. I'm not going to be swayed by a couple of pounds of shrimp.
Ladies and gentlemen, dinner is now being served. Catch you after the capon.
Okay, we better get out of here.
No, no, wait, wait. I think we should stay for dinner.
Oh, that's a good idea, except there's only one problem. We weren't invited.
Yeah, no, that is not a problem. Look, here, come here. Here, look. Table number 5. We are Jorge and Juanita Rodriguez.
What if the real Jorge and Juanita show up?
Oh, nobody shows up for the main course. It's gauche. Come on, before somebody eats all the good rolls.
Wait, what if the people at the table know them?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Hi. Does anyone here know the Rodriguezes? Well, you do now.
Hola.
Hi. I'm Fred Gaines.
Hi, we're Jorge and,
Juanita. Juanita.
You know, I took a trip to Mexico last year. I have got to give you people credit. You sure know how to weave.
Thanks.
And you know something else? You people really are fun-loving. I mean, who else would think to dance on their own hats?
It's traditional, okay?
Hi, everyone. Are we having fun?
Oh, yes. Jorge?
What?
The bride.
Oh.
Good.
So, you're Jorge. Rick has told me so much about you.
Rick?
The groom.
Oh, the Rickster.
Congratulations. You. Jorge and I, we just love weddings so much. They put us in such a romantic mood.
You must be Juanita, Jorge's sister.
That's me. Oh, boy, we've had a little too much wine, huh?
Well, it was nice meeting you. We'll have to have you over for dinner sometime.
Great, I'm there.
I'm there? What the hell is that?
Oh, okay, shoot me for being nice.
Well, if you're any nicer, then we're gonna get thrown out of here.
Boy, it's true what they say. You Latins sure are fiery.
You know what? I'm getting a little sick of your attitude toward my people.
Hey, sorry.
Can we go now?
No, we'll miss the cake. All right, okay.
Whoa, hey, you two, stop right there.
It's the groom of the day.
Look, we're really sorry. We were
You're Bill, my wife's optometrist, aren't you?
Who else would I be?
Hey, listen, Karen's had those new contact lenses in for a couple days now, and her eyes are getting kind of red and swollen.
Ah, don't worry about it.
Come on, honey, let's dance.
Oh, God, that was close. Come on, let's go.
No, wait, let's just make a decision while we're here. Are we going to book this place or not?
No.
No? That's it? Like, no discussion?
Okay, you want a discussion? I'll give you a discussion. This place is overpriced, it's pretentious, the food is mediocre, and the band leader's a dork.
See, I told you, that guy's right. This place is a giant ripoff.
Do we have to get into this now? It's like a wedding.
Yeah, I know, and it's like bleeding us dry.
Oh, my God, Joe. You hear that? You've got the bride and groom fighting.
Look, happy now? You asked me a question. I answered it.
I didn't ask you to answer it loudly.
Oh, hey, well, we found out some good thing about this place, the acoustics.
You should have gotten married where I wanted to.
Oh, at Mommy's house? Cut the cord, Rick. Cut the cord. You know, I think you'd like this place a lot if you didn't have to pay for it.
What are you saying?
You are cheap.
Look, I just don't want to start our married life in debt.
You have no sense of romance.
Yeah, and you have no sense of reality.
Everybody spends too much money at their wedding, and it's worth it because it's the happiest day of your life.
I'm a stubborn jerk. You're a spoiled little princess.
My mom's right. You're a total wimp.
Oh, I must be, or else I wouldn't have agreed to pay for this lousy wedding. $80 a head for rubbery chicken.
Keep this up, and you're gonna ruin the whole night.
Too late.
Oh, my God, Joe. Did you hear that?
Yeah, $80 a head.
Let's go.
Okay, fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the toast. Now please turn your attention to Rick's oldest and dearest friend, Jorge Rodriguez.
What happened to Mather? He looks like a hood ornament.
You're looking at this year's Nantucket polar bear champion. He stayed in the water longer than anyone else.
So it's finally official. He's the biggest numbnut on the island.
You won.
So how'd you do, Scarpacci?
Oh, okay.
Okay, never even made it into the water. Pulled his groin muscle getting into his Speedo.
He's starting to scare the passengers. Get this Lowell sickle out of here.
Okay. Let's get him into the hangar. Throw him out by the big heater.
You're gonna be okay, Lowell.
I can't feel my cojones.
Hi.
Hi. Did you make it home okay last night?
Yeah, fine. After you left me in the parking lot, I got a lift home with the band leader.
Joe, what's happened to us?
I don't know.
Ever since we've been planning this wedding, all we do is fight. And if we fight over little things like hors d'oeuvres, what's our marriage going to be like?
I don't know that either.
What airline is it again?
Sandpiper.
Wow, it's the couple from the wedding last night.
They must be on their honeymoon. What a relief. I thought we had broken them up.
All right, here are your bags. Have fun at your mother's. Goodbye and good luck.
This is great. I'm sure lots of couples have separate honeymoons.
Oh, my God, Joe. You're breaking up and it's all our fault. What should we do?
Well, the least we can do is go apologize.
Hello, excuse me.
You.
My God, what are you people doing? Stalking us?
Yeah, isn't it bad enough you crashed our wedding and ate the food?
Yeah, and we saw the video. You're in every shot.
Look, can we just talk to you in private?
No.
Look, it'll only take 5 minutes, and then we will stay out of your life forever.
Let's go.
We feel really horrible about this. We're just a couple trying to plan our wedding, and we crashed yours to check out the place.
Yeah, we haven't been able to agree on anything, and our fighting sort of spilled over onto you, and we're really sorry.
Because we're sorry that we ruined your wedding.
Oh, no, you didn't ruin it. A lot of couples spend their wedding night in separate hotel suites.
You weren't there?
I didn't notice. Oh, now, you can't start your lives like this together.
Yeah, come on, you know, don't let a petty little spat make you lose sight of why you got married in the first place.
Yeah, you love each other. What are you going to do, just throw all that away?
Really, think of everything you've shared.
Think of how long you've known each other.
Remember your first kiss?
Remember the first time you told him that you loved him?
Remember when you finally got up the nerve to propose? You know, when people love each other that much, there's no reason in the world they shouldn't spend the rest of their lives together.
I don't care where we get married. I just want to get married. Hey, Joe.
What? Oh, yeah. Rick, look,
Before you let this bickering ruin the rest of your lives, isn't there something you want to say to Karen?
Go on.
All right. Karen, I'm having an affair with your cousin Patty.
What?
Rick, I'm looking a little foolish here.
Okay, it's just some bad news, but probably a one-time thing. It'll never happen again. Here we go.
I'm in love with her.
Can't sugarcoat it. That's bad.
Look, I guess what I'm trying to say is I just don't want to be married to you.
I don't want to be married to you either.
Huh?
My parents pressured me, so I settled.
What are we waiting for? Come on, let's get out of the courthouse and get this sucker a no.
You know, those people have some real problems.
We're not like them, are we?
No, we're just fighting about mini hot dogs.
So we're not in trouble?
Of course not. We're just two giant pains in the ass.
Oh, you're just saying that?
No, I mean it.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Me too.
I'm glad we came back to our special.
Are you looking for roommates? Nick at Night has roommates that will not only help with the chores, but will also help with the comic misunderstandings. Stay tuned for Three's Company coming up on Nick at Night.
I guess we should sit down and eat.
Okay. Who are we going to be tonight?
Dr. and Mrs. Toshiro Yashihara.